This is The Takeaway with Tanzina Vega.
For career diplomats, politics is not supposed to be part of the job.
Ms. Ratcliffe, if I can just respond, let me just reiterate.
I've got 1 minute left.
I know you only got a minute left.
You asked the witness a question.
I'll withdraw the question. Let me just make this point. I'm not here to take one side or the other.
That's your
Ambassador, decision. Let me answer this.
The general will suspend.
As Republicans sought to discredit the narrative laid out by State Department officials William Taylor and George Kent during Wednesday's live impeachment hearings, the tone was sharp and often combative.
Ambassador, you weren't on the call, were you? President, you didn't listen on President Trump's call and President Zelensky's call?
I did not.
You've never talked with Chief of Staff Mulvaney?
I never did.
You never met the president?
That's correct.
You had three meetings again with Zelensky and it didn't come up.
And two of those they had never heard about, as far as I know.
This is what I can't believe. And you're their star witness. You're their first witness.
Mr. Jordan, you're the guy.
I've seen church prayer chains that are easier to understand than this.
And while the two officials emphasized their histories of working for administrations on both sides of the aisle, the hearings became yet another example of how partisanship is undermining the credibility of U.S. foreign policy. Joining me now for more on this is Nihal Tusi, foreign affairs reporter at Politico. Nihal, thanks for coming back on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Lots of fireworks, unfortunately, yesterday. Let's talk a little bit about the top of the hearings. Devin Nunes said that Kent and Taylor are part of a, quote, politicized bureaucracy participating in a, quote, cult-like atmosphere. Can you explain that tone from the beginning?
Well, basically, the Republicans want to paint these people as not being credible. And so they're making the argument that people who work in the government as career civil servants or foreign service officers are part of like this kind of conspiratorial deep state and that they're out to get President Trump. Whereas, you know, the real situation is that these are people who are sworn to serve any administration and implement the policies of that administration, regardless of political party. And so for Devin Nunes to go out there and make this comment, it's basically an attempt to tell everyone, hey, don't believe these guys. These are, you know, just bureaucrats and they're politicized. And actually, it's a very kind of dangerous shift in the thinking, because in past administrations, you've never really had this where Republicans are trying to attack the bureaucracy in this particular manner.
Also, one of the things that we saw, I mean, we talk about, as you mentioned, the president talks a lot about the deep state. But according to Ambassador Taylor in yesterday's testimony, in Ukraine, there were two groups running diplomatic policy. And one of them were sort of on the official United States docket, and the other was not official. And so there were two channels of diplomacy happening here, one that was sort of a shadow channel. What risk does that represent for U.S. foreign policy overall? Because we heard, the Ukrainian government was quite confused about what messages they were getting.
Well, confusion is the problem, right? I mean, and this has been an issue from the beginning of the Trump administration, is that the president says one thing, his aides say different things. And so people within the government are not exactly sure what the policy is. And then when they're communicating to people overseas, these people overseas are hearing from multiple different channels, and not to mention reading the president's tweets. And so they are not sure what U.S. policy is. And it's not just Ukraine. I mean, you can look at what recently happened with the Trump's desire to remove troops from Syria to understand the kind of confusion that comes about. And this is very interesting because, you know, part of the reason you have like bureaucrats or career civil servants, those sort of things, is that you have a sense of continuity and expertise and a certain level of consistency, especially when it comes to foreign policy. Because in the past, you know, Republican and Democratic administrations, you know, they basically at the end of the day had a general similar vision of foreign policy, you know, America leading, America being strong, that sort of thing. They obviously went about in different ways. But now it's like when you have one administration and multiple different messages coming from that administration. If you're a diplomat overseas, if you're a president somewhere else in another country, you're not sure what to believe.
Now, one of the things that also was pretty striking was when both of the diplomats, Kent and Taylor, were asked directly whether or not they were never Trumpers. And I thought that exchange was almost reminiscent of previous hearings that we've seen in history, most notably questioning the political affiliations of a career State Department officials. What was your take on that?
Well, it was a very striking exchange as well. And, you know, they both, George Kent, basically his response was, look, I've worked for 27 years under both Democrats and Republicans. I am a career professional. And Bill Taylor basically just said, no, sir, as in I am not a never Trumper. It's important to understand that, you know, for career foreign service officers and civil servants, they might have personal opinions. I mean, everybody does have personal thoughts, right? But they take an oath not to let that influence their work. And, you know, these two guys insist that what they are trying to do is just what's in the interest of national security and implementing the president's policies. But of course, it gets a little bit confusing when, you know, the vice president says one thing, the president says another thing, Rudy Giuliani says a third thing. Your own diplomats are not entirely sure what they are supposed to be doing.
And Nihal, of course, one thing that didn't get as much coverage was the fact that President Trump welcomed Turkish President Erdogan to the White House. Turkey is, of course, at the center of Trump's controversial foreign policy involving the Kurds. What was the time? What was the significance of the timing of that meeting? Did it just happen to coincide with the impeachment hearings, or was there more to it?
I think, you know, it was not intentional in terms of the timing when it comes to the impeachment hearings. What really has upset a lot of people on the Hill, though, and I should say both Republicans and Democrats, is that they feel like after what Turkey did in Syria, which is invading Syria and pushing out Kurdish forces who had been working with Americans, that Erdogan did not deserve to have a visit to the White House. And so there's been a lot of anger and frustration over that. And they don't understand why Trump allowed him to come. You know, interestingly, the weird thing is that, you know, Turkey is actually historically one of those states where there has been a deep state because there was the military and others who had kind of this role in actually running things despite what the people may have wanted. And so it's just that is historically kind of one of those funny, interesting little footnotes that came about yesterday.
Nihal Tusi, foreign affairs reporter at Politico. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.